The impasse over funding for a border wall took a primetime turn last night with President Trump's first primetime address to the nation. The president pushed for Democrats to grant his funding request, calling the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border both a humanitarian and national security crisis.
It came as the partial government shutdown rounded out its 18th day, and Democratic leadership got a chance to have their say with a response that followed right after.
Kathleen Dolan is a distinguished professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Milwaukee. Kathy, thanks for so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Kathy, what was your reaction to the address from President Trump?
Well, one of the things that we know from a lot of political science research is that when presidents sort of take to the Oval Office and try to address the public nationally, as President Trump did last night, there isn't a lot of evidence that those sorts of addresses really move public opinion very much. So I think some people went into watching the president last night with the sense that it probably wasn't going to really kind of break the logjam in the negotiations over the shutdown. And if you watch reaction to it today and if you look at some of the early public opinion, that seems to be what has happened. President Trump probably fortified support among supporters. He probably didn't convince many people who are opposed to the wall. And it seems that more than anything else, it's just sort of exacerbated tensions between him and some of the Democratic leaders in Congress, because meetings that they tried to have today didn't seem to turn out terribly well.
Kathy, does it make a difference where you give an address like this from? We talked about the fact that he gave this last night in the Oval Office. Does it make a difference if it's in, say, the Situation Room or the White House lawn, somewhere like that? Is there significance as to where you give an address like this at?
Well, presidents usually like to use the Oval Office to really signal the gravity of a particular situation. And since President Trump wanted to frame his comments last night around this notion of a security crisis at the border with Mexico, I think, that kind of gives us a sense of why he made that choice. There have been several commentators today who've talked about the fact that President Trump's speaking style is one in which he seems to be much better off when he has an audience and can feed off the energy of people around him, such that being alone in the Oval Office may actually not have played to his strengths and may not have made him come across in probably the way that he hoped. So presidents do use the Oval Office for, particular strategic purposes. An address made in the Rose Garden, probably has a different feel and a different flavor. But I'm not sure that President Trump was as successful last night, given that the setting might not have really played to his strengths.
Speaking of President Trump and the Oval Office address, we have a clip from last night's speech. Let's take a quick listen.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country. And thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
Why do you think the president's position is shifting to a softer, more humanitarian focus?
Well, he's certainly not getting anywhere in negotiating with the leadership in Congress based on the idea that there is some security crisis, because I think all of the objective evidence and all of the sort of commentary from people at the border and government officials navigating the situation, they're all pushing back on his notion that there is some imminent security crisis. So I think the president and the White House have tried to figure out a way that they might shift the narrative to make it sound like there are other important reasons to continue to have the government shut down over this issue. The humanitarian crisis is something that might appeal to some people, because certainly there's a lot of public opinion that is concerned about the way that migrants and asylum seekers are suffering in detention camps. But I think it's strategically an odd position for the president to make, since it is his policy that has been detaining families and separating families and putting people in these detention centers. So he has, through his executive powers, you know, the power to change some of the circumstances of the humanitarian crisis at the border. I think the other thing that is interesting about it is some of the things he called for last night, you know, more money for more asylum judges and you know, different people to be on the ground to help facilitate the situation that migrants are facing. Those are some of the things on which the Democrats would agree. So his words were talking about his support for things that the Democrats also support, but then his actions today didn't seem to be interested in trying to make a compromise around those issues. So it's really sort of hard to understand where he's going with the humanitarian narrative.
Kathleen Dolan is a distinguished professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Milwaukee, and we're talking about the president's primetime speech last night from the Oval Office. Now, the president didn't mention a declaration of emergency to construct a border wall, but he also didn't rule it out. What are the political consequences of a move such as that?
Well, you know, there are a couple of them. One is that it is not settled opinion that the president would have the powers to declare a crisis of this sort, and to one of the things he has specifically talked about is diverting money from the Defense Department budget to building the wall. It's not clear, you know, whether this fits the definition of an emergency situation under which a president can declare a crisis according to the National Emergencies Act that was passed by Congress in the 1970s. It's also not clear whether he would really get support from Congress and even some Republicans in Congress. I mean, there have been you know, suggestions that people in Congress, members of Congress, would file suit to try to stop him from diverting money, say, from the Defense Department. So it's not clear he has the power to do it. It's not clear he would have the political support to do it. And if he declared such an emergency and then started to lose support among Republican members of Congress, then he's got an even bigger kind of political problem. So it's not clear that it is, from a policy perspective, a winning position, or really from a political perspective.
Let's listen to a little bit of how the Democrats responded to President Trump last night. Here's how Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi opened her remarks.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak directly to the American people tonight about how we can end this shutdown and meet the needs of the American people. Sadly, much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice.
So there's not an indication or any indication of a soon-to-come compromise there. First, though, has the president successfully put the pressure back on Democrats with his address?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think so, really. I think that the president has been very clear about his, you know, being dug in on this border wall money being the be-all and end-all to him. I don't know that he made the case last night strongly enough to shift public opinion toward him on this issue, which is really the only weapon that he might have at this point to sort of push Democrats in Congress. And you know, if the speaker continues with the plan that she had laid out, if the House starts voting on individual appropriations bills one by one to open certain parts of the government, and if she can get, you know, those passed through the House, and then if the Senate joins on, then little by little they can start to kind of chip away at some of the agencies and reopen some things. And then I think, you know, the burden does shift to him to come toward them more with a compromise.
What do we know about the political consequences for the party or the official scene as responsible for the shutdown?
Well, you know, we're getting to a point where the impact is really becoming clear. You know, people who work for the federal government are starting to miss paychecks for the first time. We're starting to hear reports today about, you know, the number of food safety inspectors who are not on the job and the sort of sick outs that we've been hearing among people who might work for TSA. And so as more people are inconvenienced at airports, as people might become concerned about the safety of our food supply. You know, those sorts of tangible things that affect everybody, that will start to, you know, ratchet up the pressure, and that will start to really, I think, put more kind of, you know, more pressure on the leaders. Who's going to blink first? You know, what kind of compromise there's going to be here remains to be seen, certainly. But I think that the Democrats and the leaders in Congress are probably going to try to figure out ways, you know, to create and craft some sort of compromise. But I don't see Congress giving the president the full $5 billion that he wants here.
And finally, Kathy, with about a minute left, how important is it for President Trump's 2020 reelection bid to actually get this border wall funding as opposed to just putting up a good fight?
You know, I think it's probably pretty important. You know, he has clearly made immigration his number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 12 issue. he clearly, you know, wants to make sure that his base is behind him. But I think the biggest danger for him here is that he starts to lose the Republicans in Congress, because it was very clear during the midterm elections that almost every person in Congress who was a Republican, whether they actually agreed with the president or not, was on board. If the shutdown and pressure from their constituents starts to cause individual Republicans to step away from him and he starts to lose that support, I think he endangers himself, because I don't think the Democrats are going to be anything but unified for the next couple of years.
To be continued. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
That was Kathleen Dolan, distinguished professor and chair of UW-Milwaukee's Political Science Department. She was with us to dissect President Trump's first address to the nation last night, the Democratic response, and where it leaves negotiations over the government shutdown.